Hello and welcome to the mini episode of The Rufus Project, the one where we talk about whatever is grabbing our attention at the time. I am your host, Trevor Holland, and very soon you will be hearing from my good friend, co-host, and king of cult cinema in Brisbane, Christian Fletcher. But what do we have in store for you in this podcast? First up, I have subjected myself to No Man's Sky on the PlayStation 4, so I'm going to share some of my thoughts on that with you. Christian says happy birthday to the iconic queen of pop, Madonna, in celebration of her 58th birthday. Of course, we'll also have all the information about our upcoming redeeming features cast, and a whole big pile of upcoming events. In the meantime, though, sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast. No Man's Sky. What the hell, dude? This is such a bizarre game to have to talk about, and I suppose try to let you know my feelings towards, because honestly, I don't know whether I like it or I don't like it. If you've been living under a randomly generated rock and don't know, No Man's Sky was recently released for the PS4 and the PC, and essentially has you exploring a randomly generated universe containing around about 18 quintillion planets, give or take, full of diverse life and flora and fauna and sentinels that protect everything, and the atmosphere can be gentle or highly toxic, and the sentinels can be nice and chill or they can be aggressive, and essentially you don't know what sort of environment you're going to be going into when you go from planet to planet. Now, that in itself could be kind of cool. You know, there is an end goal of getting to the center of the universe, and along the way, you can upgrade your ship and your suit and all sorts of things. You have your mining tool / laser, depending if you want to collect resources or go pew 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 at the bad guys. Mind you, there's no real bad guys as such. If anything, you could argue that your player character is a bad guy because he's the one going around firing a laser at rocks and trees and all sorts of things and just generally destroying the local flora and fauna of the planet you go to so you can harvest the resources. There is a bit more to it, but at its core, I've pretty much just described the vast majority of the experience of playing No Man's Sky. And at its core, it's actually a survival game, and these randomly generated survival games where you've got to collect your resources and build your own stuff and try to survive against an environment where you don't know what's coming. On the whole, I cannot stand these games. The finicky, restricted inventory, and just if you find yourself not having enough of what you need at a particular time can completely break the game, or really just stretch out something that should just be a fairly quick thing. This all happens in No Man's Sky. In fact, I'm sure it's going to be patched out, but if you pre-order the game and claimed your pre-order bonus ship too early in the game, you could actually break it by not learning about a vital piece of technology that if you change ships later on, you could be missing out on and would render the game uncompletable. Sure, the game is pretty, but if it's got these sort of frustrations and is potentially something that could last you hundreds of hours depending on what you choose to do, I mean, why would anyone enjoy this game? I ask myself as I look at the clock and realize I've been playing it for 4 goddamn hours. The problem is that in between these annoying bits, it's actually quite calming. It's a tranquil experience to go flying through the void of space or find out what's at that next question mark your scanners picked up as you're exploring a planet. And discovering just little extra things within the game itself. It sounds ridiculous, but the other night I was playing the game and I saw an interact prompt come up against a chair. I thought, okay, I'll buy it, I'll see what this does. I press the button and the chair spun around in a circle. probably the lamest interaction in the entire game, but for the next half hour, I was checking every single chair I could find to see if there was any variation to it, and being kind of disappointed when I came across chairs I couldn't interact with. I've had some fun with naming some of the stuff. If you're the one who discovers a new planet, a new species, a new plant, you get to name it. There is quite a few Rufus systems out there, just to let you know if you come across them. But after a while, there's just too much to name, and you'll find yourself just going with whatever has been generated by the random name generating thing, like 90% of the time. So really, I've got no idea whether I should tell you to buy this game or run away from this game. I have put too many hours into it, and I'm now committed to it in some weird way to just keep pushing on and going through and essentially doing the same things over and over again for just a gradual, very, very slow expansion of what I have seen. It's a cop-out, but seriously, it's a game you have to check out for yourself to work out if it's going to be for you. No Man's Sky. I got nothing.
This week we celebrated the 58th birthday of the Queen of Pop, Madonna. The singer-songwriter first rose to fame in the early 80s and is still touring and recording to this day. Her recent Rebel Heart tour, which ended in Sydney, recently made the list of the highest grossing tour of all time, one of four of her tours which have made it into the top 10 highest grossing tours of all time. My first obsession with Madonna started when I was about 9 years old. I had an older sibling who had a couple of Madonna CDs in their collection, and I happened to stumble on this CD, which I didn't realise was a greatest hits, called The Immaculate Collection, which had Vogue, Justify My Love, and all the hits up until that point. Madonna was the first music that I ever really started listening to, and even then I was quite surprised at her eclectic style, and no album ever seemed to sound the same. On Saturday is the 11th annual Brisbane Madonna Party, a party which I started in 2006, which has gone on to be Australia's biggest and longest running Madonna party. This year the theme of the party is 30 years of True Blue, Madonna's highest selling album from 1986. It featured such hits as La Isla Bonita, Live to Tell, Papa Don't Preach, Open Your Heart, and the title track, True Blue, which was inspired by her relationship with Sean Penn at the time. Most of these singles reached the top of the charts in Australia and worldwide, and have gone on to be some of her most iconic hits. It was great to hear some of these songs live in the recent Rebel Heart tour when she came to Brisbane in March. In terms of recommendations for Madonna, there's been so many albums, but I'd probably say my favourite would be American Life from 2003. This very obscure album is somewhat of a cult favourite of fans and includes the infamous song American Life, in which she raps. She was able to make it out of this critical and commercial failure by releasing Confessions on a Dance Floor, which featured the hit song Hung Up, which became a worldwide number one hit, both album and single. For information about the Brisbane Madonna Party, listen to the end of the podcast in my upcoming events. Madonna has always been the queen of pop and will remain so. Hi, I'm Christian Fletcher, and it's great to be able to announce some of my upcoming events. In many cases, you hear it here first on the Rufus Project podcast. Coming up this Saturday is the 11th annual Brisbane Madonna Party, Australia's biggest and longest running Madonna Party, which celebrates the Queen of Pop's 58th birthday. This kicks off at the Wickham Hotel upstairs from 7 p.m. going right through until 12:30. We've got DJ Sean Manley, fresh from DJing the Rebel Heart Tour Madonna VIP parties earlier in the year. He'll be joining us as our DJ for the night, guiding you through the greatest hits and the fan favourites. pre-book and save. Details are available at my website. The Boggo Road Jail movie nights continue. We've got Chicago on the 26th of August, Walk the Line on Friday the 9th of September, and the classic Shawshank Redemption on Friday the 30th of September. Head to boggoroadjail.com to book for a prison tour and movie, or just see the movie on its own. You told us what you want, what you really, really want. We've got a Spice Girls tribute night coming up at New Globe Theatre on Friday the 16th of September with performers interwoven with girl power music videos and solo clips. Tickets are available for that now and are already selling fast. Love the Beatles? To celebrate John Lennon's birthday, we've got the debut Beatles movie A Hard Day's Night, one of my favourite movies of all time, screening on Sunday the 9th of October at New Globe Theatre. This will be followed by over an hour of John Lennon and Beatles music videos on the big screen. Can't get enough of David Bowie. I'm excited to announce Bowie's Down Brunswick, an event which is still taking shape, but we've announced two parts of it happening already on Saturday the 5th of November. We've got Labyrinth, 30th anniversary screening at New Farm Cinemas at 4 p.m, and then we have a David Bowie tribute night at New Globe Theatre from 7 p.m. that same day. In charge of your Christmas party this year, or just want an excuse to get your friends together to party at the end of the year? We've just announced our 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s Christmas party. Yes, you'll be hearing all of these decades from 6 p.m. till midnight at New Globe Theatre on Saturday, 10th of December. Tickets are available through ticketbooth.com.au. For details about this and all of my upcoming events, visit www.christianfletcher.com or head to Christian Fletcher Events on Facebook. I look forward to seeing you in an event real soon.
Thank you so much for listening to the Rufus Project mini episode. We hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as we enjoyed putting it together. And we would love to hear from you. If you have any suggestions, requests, comments, feedback, or just want to say hi, please let us know. You can head to our homepage, rufusproject.com, and leave a comment below this very episode. You can send us an email to podcast@rufusproject.com, or you can find the Rufus Project super duper easily on Twitter or Facebook. If you are currently downloading us via iTunes, there is a new feed. It's still incoming. Still waiting for iTunes to send me through the, yep, it's all good to go. It takes a long time. However, I will still definitely be running both feeds until everything is working smoothly, and then make you change. We'd especially love to hear from you if you have any comments, or shall we say, redeeming features, for our next redeeming features cast. If you listened last time, you'll know that Christian picked Staying Alive from 1983. Here's a little taste of what he's subjected us to.
So I used to be pretty incredible myself when I lived in Brooklyn.
Really? What happened?
I moved to Manhattan.
This is Tony Manero. He's got the looks. He's got the guts. He's got the moves. Well, you can tell by the way I now, all he needs are the breaks.
Well, you think that because you're on a show and I'm not, that's competition, yeah. Right? It ain't competition.
Well, what is it?
Envy.
If he's going to get to the top...
Can you be sure that's ever going to happen?
It's going to take everything he's got.
You want to dance here? You follow my rules. Because I'm going to push you until you think you're going to die.
Paramount Pictures presents John Travolta in a Robert Stigwood production, a Sylvester Stallone film, Staying Alive.
Find out if Christian and I made it out of that one alive in next week's Redeeming Features cast. Now, the moral of this podcast is, if you're going to explore 18 quintillion planets in a video game, I guess you've got to expect some repetition. See you next time.